The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Kazim, Shia 7th Imam. Congratulations to all brother and sister, to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world.
Families are gathering, remembering Allah. That His love is the greatest by far. All praise for you, Allah, all thanks to you. The joy of Eid comes only from you.
Let's look at the calendar and then we open our topic. Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid. Today is a special birthday. Today is birthday anniversary of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him.
Eid Sa'eed. يومٌ فرحان يومٌ جميل عيد سعيد.
The best of the best. It has been narrated that the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, advises close companions with the following. Treat Musa, this son of mine, well, for indeed he is the best of my offspring, and the one I left behind as my successor. After me, he is the one who holds my position, and he is the proof in support of Allah, the Glorious and Exalted, as a witness upon the entirety of his creation. The sixth Imam distinctly noted that his son Musa was the most excellent among his children and the rest of creation. This distinguished feature made Musa, the son of Ja'far, the divine representative on earth after his father. Musa, the son of Ja'far, was the seventh immaculate imam in the Shia school of thought. Imam Musa continued the noble mission of safeguarding the truth in word and action, as did the preceding imams. However, the oppression of the Abbasid rulers curtailed the imam's mobility, placing him in prison for years. For his exceptional endurance, Imam Musa became known as Al-Kadhim, the one who holds back his anger and grief. What a nice name. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Kadhim, the one who holds back his anger and grief.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa binasta'in. We are going to be concerned with the graceful birth of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Kadhim means someone who swallows his anger. And there are other designations for Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, such as Alim, the learned, Saleh, good doer, Bab al-Hawaij, the gate of fulfilling people's needs, and some others. At the same time, it must be indicated that Imam, the seventh infallible Imam, Imam Musa bin Ja'far, salam Allah alayhi, spent around 7 or 14 years in jail in Baghdad. And this was because Ma'mun, the Abbasid caliph and ruler, was very much scared of Imam al-Kadhim's activities in order to enlighten and in order to educate the Shi'is. It indicates that the tyrant rulers were not scared of any military power or any military activity. Rather, they were very much concerned with, and of course they felt great danger in the intellectual upbringing of people. So that we find that although Imam Musa bin Ja'far salamullah alayhi never embarked on any military experience or any military endeavor against the tyrants, the Abbasid tyrants, because people were not ready in order to support him, the tyrant rulers never wanted people to be informed of the delicacies of the Islamic religion as expressed and taught by an infallible imam. And because of this, the Abbasid ruler imprisoned Imam Musa bin Ja'far salamullah alayhi. We find that Imam Musa bin Ja'far salamullah alayhi was imprisoned not in Medina, in his hometown, rather he was taken from Medina to Baghdad, and now the capital city of Iraq, and he was imprisoned over there because the Abbasid took Baghdad as the capital city. The holy shrine of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam is located in the vicinity of Baghdad in a place known as Al-Kadhimiyya, a place named after him. Thank you.
Ya man ataita fazidta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana anta hadiyatun min Allah lana بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد
let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Al-Qadhim, the seventh Imam. After Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq's martyrdom, the Ja'fari University continued to prosper under the leadership of the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim. Imam Musa was respected for the light of his brilliance as well as the profundity of his character. Scholars of Islam across the board have been humbled before Imam Musa's moral and spiritual standing. The well-known Sunni scholar Ibn Hajar al-Haythami has written this part in describing the Imam. Musa al-Kadhim is the inheritor of his father's knowledge, awareness, perfection, and virtue. He was called al-Kadhim for the multitude of his granted pardons and his forbearance. He was known amongst the people of Iraq as the door at which Allah fulfills needs. He was the most devout amongst the people of his time, the most knowledgeable and the most generous amongst them. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. You are listening today's special on a special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Kadhim, Shia's seventh Imam. Congratulations to all of you. Returning FedEx. One day Harun tried to gauge Imam al-Kadhim's thoughts regarding the Abbasid political rule. In his attempt, Harun expressed his willingness to return the land of FedEx, which was usurped from Lady Zahra, to its rightful owners. The Holy Imam responded with the following: I would not take it unless it is returned with its true boundaries. Harun then inquired, and what are its boundaries? Imam al-Kadhim answered, if I specify the boundaries, you will not return it. When Harun insisted adamantly, Imam Musa al-Kadhim declared the boundaries which expressed the true meaning behind the idea of FedEx. As for the first boundary, it is Aden, the southern edge of the nation. The second boundary is Samarkand, the eastern edge of the nation. The third boundary is Africa, the western edge of the nation. And for the fourth boundary, it is as the coast beyond the land of Khazars and Armenia, the northern edge of the nation. Harun became more furious as the Imam listed each successive boundary until he finally exclaimed with a mixture of sadness and anger, so nothing is left for us.
Imam lived in the city of Al-Madina. In the city of Al-Madina, there used to be a Wahhabi man, today's Wahhabis. He was a Nasibi who hated Ahlul Bayt. Every time he would pass by the Imam, he would make fun of him, he would mock him, and he would insult him. So one day, the companions of the seventh Imam, they gathered and they said, you know what? Enough is enough. This man has overdone it. And now we have to seek revenge for the Imam. We have to put him to a stop. What do? Let's kill him. So they decide to assassinate him. They go to the Imam to ask for permission. This person, every day he insults you, we want to go and kill him. So they wanted to resort to violence to get rid of this enemy. The Imam right away told him, what? You want to kill him? No way, never. And it's not just because the imam that will make him look bad. The imam tells him, he tells his companions, this in itself is a failed strategy. Every time someone insults you, you want to go pick a fight with them? How many fights can you pick? You know, when you're in high school, everyone that looks at you in a way, you don't like it, you're getting cocky with me, you want to go throw a fist. How many fights can you get engaged in? Correct? So there must be a better method than just to fight whoever insults you. The imam says, let me show you, not just tell you, let me show you a much better method. Instead of going and fighting against your enemy, turn your enemy into a friend. How? Now this requires wisdom. The imam alayhi salam, the next day, he asked for his address, the person who would insult him every day, the Nasibi. They tell him he has a farm outside the city of Medina. He takes a bag filled with money, golden coins, and he goes to that man's farm. The man is taking care of his plants, his garden. The imam, he comes off his mule, and he starts approaching him. So this man is surprised now. What is the imam doing here? He arrives at the imam. As soon as he arrives, the imam does one important but very easy thing. He smiles at his face. And then he says, salam. And he takes out the money. He says, I have brought you this as a gift. That man says, I was so shocked and embarrassed. I wish the earth would swallow me. I insult this guy for years. And he comes and he brings me a gift. The next day, the companions of the imam do not know what had happened. They come to the masjid to sit with the imam. All of a sudden, they see this enemy. He's sitting and waiting for the imam. What does he want? He's waiting as if he's a student of the imam. They go to the imam. They tell him, what's going on? He tells them, I made this person, this enemy, I made him into a friend. You guys wanted to kill him. I had a much better idea. All I did, a kind act. If you do a kind act even to your greatest enemy, at the end of the day, that person has feelings and emotions. He's a human being. You can easily attract that person's heart.
On the auspicious day of birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Kazim, peace be upon him, we offer our congratulations to all dear Muslim sisters and brothers.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is some food for thought for you from the commander of the faithful and leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. When some blessings come to you, do not drive them away through thanklessness.
Thank you. Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about his son, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Qadhim. As you know, today is the birthday of Imam Qadhim alayhi salam. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations on this most auspicious and significant and happy day. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to have said the following in reply to Safwan al-Jamal, asking about one who holds the position of imamat. So, one of the companions of the imam, a person named Safwan al-Jamal, he came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he asked about certain questions about the imamat, and meaning he was asking and inquiring about the qualities of the imam. What are the imam's distinction? Perhaps he wanted to kind of determine who would be the imam after Imam Sadiq. So in general terms, the imam gave a general rule and like a general principle, so that, you know, this person could use it to distinguish who would be the imam after him. The imam said, "One who holds this position does not play, nor is he distracted. Sahibu hadal amr la yalhu wa la yalab." Meaning he's not distracted by play, he's not distracted by vain things and so on and so forth.
And this is interesting. When the Imam said this, his son, Imam Qadim, Musa ibn Ja'far, was a child at that time. He entered the presence of the Imam and this Rawi, this narrator of this tradition, and he was holding in his arms a she-goat, a Meccan she-goat. Right? You know, like, he was holding a goat, a baby goat, in his arms, and playing with it, right? So, based upon the general principle just mentioned by the Imam, apparently we would have to say that, so this person, this boy who is playing with the she-goat, he shouldn't be deserving of the Imam, because he's playing. But the Imam Qasim alayhi salam, he said the following to the baby she-goat. He said, prostrate to your Lord. And then according to some other versions of the hadith, right, the Imam, he kind of put the goat's head down on the floor and made the goat do a prostration, a sajda towards Allah. So when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saw him do this, the Imam took him in his arms and hugged him and said, may my parents be ransomed. He never plays nor is he distracted. So from this hadith we can gather that the general rule mentioned by the Imam is not that the person doesn't play. The Imam would not play, would not engage in activities which are normal for any human being. Rather, it implies that the person, while engaging in these normal human activities, the person would not forget Allah. As we see, practically see in this hadith, the Imam Qadim alayhi salam doing. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Qadim alayhi salam in the words of his father, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome back again. Inshallah, in this session we will continue, we'll go through the rule ikhfa and apply the rule on some of the verses of the Holy Quran, okay? Let's go to Quran, okay, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, and apply the rule ikhfa on some verses. Ready?
Yes.
Let's recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
So in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, who can find an example for ikhfa in Ayah 6? Laysa. لهم طعام إلا
من
من. Is it a heavy letter?
Yes.
Okay, nun is sakin plus dad. Dad is a heavy letter. Okay. The next example is min ju'. Mashallah. So min dari' a gunna sound. Min dari'. Okay. Do not say min dari'. Okay. Or you change it even. Nothing. Just hide the sound of nun a little. Okay. Yes, for what?
Wujuhui
yawma'idhin. That's example for?
Idgham.
Idgham, yes. So, min dari'. Next one. Next example. Min ju'. Min ju'. Is it an example for ikhfa?
Yes.
Of course it is, okay. Min ju'. Nun sakin.
Yes.
Jim. Jim is from the rest of the letters. No idhar. No iqlab. No idgham. Ikhfa. Min ju'. Is it a heavy letter or light letter?
Light letter.
Light letter. How do you apply the rule ikhfa here?
Minju.
Minju. Just hide the nun sound. Minju. Min. Do not say min. Min. Do not make it very clear. Yeah. Minju. It is wrong. Minju. Half nun sound. Minju. So let's recite these two ayahs. Listen and repeat after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
It's heavy, heavy letter, okay. من ضريع.
من ضريع.
من ضريع. Awesome. من من ضريع. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
This is light letter. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
أحسن. من جوع. That's great. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية. Is there an example?
No.
في جنة عالية. No. لا تسمع فيها لاغية. No. فيها عين
جارية.
Okay. Where is the example?
عين.
عين. تنوين.
تنوين and جيم.
And جيم. Heavy. إخفاء or light. إخفاء.
Light.
Light. Light. إخفاء. Yes. So, yeah, عَيْنٌ تَنْوِين plus جِيم جَارِي. Yes. Okay, so how do you say this? فِيهَا عَيْنٌ عَيْنٌ. Is it correct?
No.
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 عَيْنٌ جَارِي.
عَيْنٌ جَارِي. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, listen and repeat. فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِي.
فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ.
Okay, make sure you do not clearly say the noon sound, okay? Produce a noon sound. عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ. عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ. نُون جَارِيَةٌ. Say it.
فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ.
Okay, next one. فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعَةٌ. That's idgham, right? وأكواب موضوعة إدغام نمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون. Yes, that's the example.
Yes.
Okay, Hussein Rahullah, recite this ayah.
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت.
أحسن. خلقت. Okay, heavy sound. Okay, أفلا ينظرون. نون ساكين plus ضاء. Is it a heavy letter or light letter?
Heavy.
أفلا أفلا ينظرون أفلا ينظرون. Repeat this after me. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت.
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت.
أحسن أحسن. وإلى السماء كيف رفعت. وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت. No example. Ayah 21. فذكر إنما
أنت
أنت نون ساكين plus
تا
تا. Is it a heavy letter or light letter?
Light
letter. So light غنة sound or light إخفاء. How?
أنت
أنت. That's correct. أنت. Okay. So everyone, listen and repeat. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر
فذكر إنما أنت مذكر
أحسن ما شاء الله hide the noon sound there أنت أنت
أنت
that's correct that's correct أحسن ما شاء الله
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
Next one, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ There is an example for إقلاب, I will tell you. إِلَّا
مَنْ تَوَلَّى
إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى Listen, if I listen and make sure I recite this ayah correctly. And you fix the mistake, okay?
Okay.
إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى وَكَفَرُ Was it correct?
إِلَّا مَنْ
It is correct.
Illa man tawalla wa kafar. I applied the rule one.
Now it is wrong, but
you clearly pronounced it.
Yes.
And you said kafar.
Why? Oh, how should I say it? I mean
kafar.
Kafar. Okay. Illa man tawalla wa kafar. MashaAllah, Fawad. Listen and repeat. Illa man tawalla wa kafar. Light ikhfa, yes?
Yes.
Okay, apply the light ikhfa.
Illa man tawalla wa kafar.
That's correct. Illa man tawalla wa kafar. Okay. Next example. فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرُ There is no more example, okay? The next two ayahs as well.
Yes.
That's about ikhfa. Alhamdulillah. He learned it and that was great. Okay, some more examples about إخفاء and then we'll go through إقلاع. Okay, فمن شاء Who can recite this ayah? فمن شاء Read it with إخفاء. نون ساكن plus شين.
Yes.
Light إخفاء or heavy?
Light.
Okay, light. Okay, سيد موسى.
فَمَنْ شَاءَ
That was correct. فَمَنْ شَاءَ MashaAllah. Light, إخفاء, okay? فَمَنْ شَاءَ Great. Next example. Who can do this? أَنْذَرْنَاكُمْ أَنْذَرْنَاكُمْ First tell me, is it إخفاء or no?
Yes.
Is it an example for إخفاء?
Yes.
It is. نون ساكن plus?
ضال
ذال أنذرناكم Okay, who can do it? Okay, if you want to do it
أنذرناكم
أنذرناكم Okay, correct This example وكأسن دهاقا وكأسن دهاقا حسين روح الله
وكأسن دهاقا
أحسن وكأسن دهاقا Nice one. One more example. Who can do this? I think it has to be Ali Nasser, yes? يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ
يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ
أحسن. يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ إخفاء. That was correct. يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ So repeat these four examples, then we'll go and take a break, inshallah, and we will be back, okay?
فَمَنْ شَاءَ
أَنْذَرْنَاكُمْ
وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا
وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا
يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ
يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ
أحسنت
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت.
So thank you so much. God bless you. Inshallah, we will take a break and we'll be back. Okay. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك لك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَلَيْتَ شِعْرِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ. Would that I knew, O my Master, my Allah and my Protector, أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةِ. That will you place fire dominion over the faces which have fallen in your prostration before your greatness. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَ. Will you give the fire dominion over the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness? وَبِشُكْرِكَ مَادِحَ. And giving thanks to you in praise. وَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ اعْتَرَفَتْ بِإِلَهِيَّتِكَ مُحَقِّقَةً. Will you place fire dominion over the hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification, the minds encompassing knowledge of you till they have become humble, the limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience and entreating your forgiveness in submission? مَا هَكَذَا الظَّنُّ بِكَ. No such opinion is held of you. وَأُلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبِّ. Nor has such been reported. Thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the generous. We were discussing the most comprehensive kind of worship, which is prayer. Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the different states of the one who is saying his prayer, and that these different states of prayer, along with recognition of the Almighty Allah, are somehow negating this idea that Allah will punish these faces, these hands, these body organs, these faces, and these hearts. The most important point, though, is that the servant is having a good opinion about the Almighty Allah. The state of the supplicant who has entertained a good opinion of the Almighty Allah. And this is one important part of recognition. We said that we have been recommended throughout our traditions to stay hopeful of the Almighty Allah. But contrary to this state of being hopeful is the state of despair of Allah's mercy, is the state of qunut, of the acceptance of prayer. This is one of the things which distance the human beings from Allah's mercy. One may pray to Allah for something, and He the Exalted might delay the response because of the benefit of the servant. But since the supplicant, the servant, is not aware of this fact, while Allah is, the servant starts entertaining a bad opinion of Allah. He despairs of His mercy. He has brought su'ul dhann, and this state of despair would veil him from the mercy of Allah.
I wish I had known, O my Master, my God and my Lord. Will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you? Or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord,
You are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah, God let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
About this state of despair of Allah's mercy that veils the human beings from the mercy of Allah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, a servant continues to be in the state of blessing, hope, and mercy of Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, so long as he does not make haste and does not despair and does not discard prayer. He was asked, how one can make haste? He alayhi salam replied, by saying, I have been praying to Allah since such and such time, but I do not see the response. And interestingly, in this very tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also talks about the importance of prayer, and the one who discards prayer will not see the mercy of Almighty Allah. But along that, making haste in the acceptance of prayer has been mentioned as one of the impediments of the acceptance of prayer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, when one hastily prays to Allah and then goes away, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, my servant does not know that I am the only one who fulfills the needs. Dear listeners, let us end our discussion of this episode with a tradition from the Messenger of the Almighty Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَا يَحْسُنُ ظَنُّ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا كَانَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ I swear by God, who has no partners, that there are no believers who have a good opinion about God and receive anything less than they expect from him. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِيمٌ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرَاتِ This is so, since God is benevolent. He has authority over all that is good. يستحي أن يكون عبده المؤمن قد أحسن به الظن والرجاء ثم يخلف ظنه ورجاء. This is really interesting. Allah is ashamed of one of his servants having a good opinion about him, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala acting otherwise. فأحسنوا بالله الظن وارغبوا إليه. Therefore, have a good opinion about God and be inclined to Him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ahli Baytihi at-Tayyibin at-Tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently concentrating on the 16th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam draws out his strategy in reforming the Muslim Ummah. And we say that the first strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam would use was to shake the community, to rattle it, the society, to rattle the society, to awaken those people that had felt that they can just recline and sleep and rest and not work for the society and just expect their cash flow to just, their bank accounts to just be filled by the people's sweat and energy. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, لَتُبَلْبَلُونَ بَلْبَلَةً. We will be shaken severely. This was the first strategy, and Imam Ali alayhi salam was serious about it, that he's going to seriously follow up this strategy. And because of that, many people became enemies with Imam Ali alayhi salam. They even decided to fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً. You will be certainly filtered. You will be filtered severely. You will be filtered in a way that you have never been filtered. Inshallah, we will discuss about this after the break.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.